Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, so the Great British Bake Off was back this week. So Grainne O'Keefe, chef and owner of May Restaurant, is here. And she's going to give us some tips around baking and cakes and that kind of thing. Hi, Grainne.
Hi, how are you?
Do you watch Bake Off?
Do you know, I do now. I didn't used to. And actually, just like very, very quick story. I was in London a few years ago and got presented an award for Bujo for sustainability. And after I put up the picture, I got like tons of people like, oh my God, I can't believe you met Prue. And I was like, who's Prue? And then like my sister rang me. She's like, how do you not know who Prue Lee is? And I was like, oh God, I didn't even know. So I started watching it after that.
Okay, I'm imagining you just like even laughing at them all. baking, you see, I can cook, right?
Yeah.
Baking is much more precise a skill, isn't it? Like it's chemistry
it's
and
science.
Proportions and all of that.
Yeah.
So does the approach need to be more regimented?
Yeah. So what I do is I just hire a pastry chef and just ask them to do it
yeah,
for
exactly.
me.
That's the thing missing in all these recipe books. You need staff.
Yeah. It is. Like it's such a science. So if you're cooking a steak or something, you know, there's room for just kind of, you know, messing around, adding a bit more butter. Like cakes, no. It's cakes can sense fear. Like they know okay. If you're looking in the oven too much at them, or if you don't know the difference between your bicarb and your baking soda, which no one really does, cakes can sense that. So you need to be exact to the recipe. And the trick is to actually just find a really good recipe, weigh out all your ingredients beforehand, make sure you have everything. Don't try any substitutions, you know, don't swap butter for margarine, or don't try and put self-raising instead of bicarb if you're not sure which one. So it's a science.
But if you follow the rules, it might work.
You have to follow the recipe. And the chocolate cake, so I actually made you a chocolate cake. And I know the girls are listening at work because I made you the chocolate cake. And it's like the one from Matilda that she gets the kid to eat. It's delicious. And the girls in work ate it all.
Oh,
so,
okay.
There's none for you today.
dry chocolate cake or...
No, like, it's the word, I used to work at a pastry shop and every time we said it, she'd go mental with the word moist. So it's like a moist chocolate cake. Kind of fudgy as well. Like it's not it's not airy. So you kind of make it into two cakes, cut it into four layers. And then there's a really thick kind of chocolate ganache that goes on each layer. But it's really simple.
Okay. And you've given us the recipe for that.
Recipe's
people will
online.
Be able to do it if they follow.
It's so simple. What I do as well that I didn't put in the recipe just in case people are making it for kids is I actually make a whiskey sauce. So I get whiskey and sugar and put it into a pot until it's sweet enough, and then get a pastry brush once I cut open the layers of the cake and just kind of soak it into it.
Okay.
I'm very light amount, but I always find that a little bit of kind of alcohol, especially with chocolate, cuts through it and just makes it a little bit more kind of decadent as well for the adults.
Okay. Why is cake sometimes dry? Nobody wants a dry cake, do they?
No, like to be honest, like cake, it has, like for me, it has to be like.
Go and say it.
Moist.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
It has to be moist. It has to have lots of chocolate. If it's a chocolate cake, but my favourite cake is actually Victoria Sponge.
Okay, and is that an easy one for people who are maybe thinking of starting out? Right.
You know, it's so simple. So like a kind of general recipe off the top of my head, it's always equal amounts of butter, flour, sugar. And then so if you have like 200 grams of butter, flour, sugar, and then it'd be four eggs and a drop of milk for just a little bit of moisture. And then it's so simple, and then you can just make it depends. I like to do a free filling like strawberry and just keep it really simple with fresh cream.
Yeah.
But then, you know, if you want to get fancier with cakes, it's like mirror glazing is kind of in at the moment.
Okay, tell us. Is this a chef trick, yeah?
It is, and it's something that I actually wouldn't really, you know, if you haven't made a cake before, don't start with a mirror glaze. Start with the chocolate cake recipe. It is on the website, and you can see it on Instagram, see how it turns out, and it is delicious.
Okay.
But if you are...
I'll have to take your word for it, won't I?
I don't think you're on Instagram, are you?
But I mean because they ate the cake.
They did eat the cake. Yeah. They did. Okay. Leticia had all the cake.
I hope they enjoyed it.
Yeah. She said it was the best chocolate cake she's ever had.
Mirror glaze.
So the mirror glaze is you get the cake, and then what you have to do is you need to make sure that it's kind of all the way around is flat. So all the frosting on the side. And it doesn't have to be, you know, exact, but it has to be straight. So you would get a palette knife and you would kind of just rub it around the cake to make sure it's even. A good trick if you have a big enough freezer would be to kind of semi-freeze the cake as well.
Okay.
And then the mirror glaze is basically, it's like a chocolate ganache. So it's chocolate, cream, sugar. And then you add gelatin into it. So you can use gelatin leaves or the one you get in like the shop. Tesco or whatever, you can just get the dry gelatin, but works fine. And the trick is you heat it up, everything kind of boils together, and then you have to use like a meat thermometer and you have to reduce it down to 43 degrees or thereabouts, and that's the temperature you want to pour it over the cake at, because it will set at around 33 degrees, and that's what gives it that really shiny glaze. It's called tempering. So you would use cocoa powder. So if you were doing a chocolate glaze, never fresh chocolate, because what happens is with the gelatin, it's kind of like a really like thin film of jelly on top. When you do it with just cocoa powder, it doesn't taste like jelly. It gives it a really beautiful shine that stays shiny forever.
Okay. Whereas, and you're pouring it over, yeah?
You pour it over. So you put it on a rack that you cool bread on, or any sort of, even an oven rack you could put it on. Just have a tray underneath to catch the end bits. Pour it over, let it set. It sets around 33 degrees. If you use fresh chocolate for a mirror glaze, it won't stay shiny. It will kind of set, and then after, you know, a day or two, it'll kind of lose its shine. Whereas with the mirror glaze with just the cocoa powder, even like white cocoa powder, it's much better.
See, mirror glaze is going to become a thing now, isn't it? You've started that.
Send me a mirror glaze, please.
And you're also giving us a recipe for, so you're giving us the chocolate cake, the Victoria sponge recipe is there, yeah, too, and a French apple cake as well.
Yeah, so I'm a big Briefly. Fan of apple fruit and cake, a little bit of calvados, and it's more of a kind of, it's a really, really easy one. It's more of a batter, and you basically just throw everything in together. It's the most simple cake to make.
Okay, so these are all doable.
Yeah.
Okay.
The chocolate one, definitely. It's a good one to learn if you want to learn to make cakes.
Grainne O'Keefe, chef and owner of May Restaurant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.